This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. First, we take a look at the headlines. As per the amended Mizo Marriage and Inheritance of Property Bill 2026, women marrying outside their community and their children are to lose their recognized tribal identity. The budget session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence from the 2nd of March, and over 2,700 tourists stranded due to heavy snowfall in East Sikkim have been rescued. And now the news and details. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma inaugurated the newly constructed academic building of the Women's University at Jorhat yesterday. The Chief Minister said that since its establishment in 2013, the varsity has secured NAC accreditation, successfully implemented the National Education Policy and introduced 46 academic programs across 17 departments. He appreciated the introduction of value-added courses rooted in Indian knowledge systems along with foreign language programs such as Spanish and Japanese. The Chief Minister said schemes such as Nijut Moina have significantly increased enrollment of girl students in the colleges. Greater participation of women in higher education, including in medicine and engineering, reflects Assam's progress towards gender equality, he said. The Assam government has constituted the 8th Pay Commission 2026 for a comprehensive revision of the salary structure of its employees. The 8th Assam Pay Commission will be headed by former Additional Chief Secretary Subhash Chandra Das, and consists of 7 other members, an order issued by the Finance Department stated. The last pay revision for Assam government employees took effect on the 1st of April 2016, based on the recommendation of the 7th Assam Pay and Productivity Pay Commission, and the 8th Assam Pay Commission will submit its report within 18 months. Over 2,700 tourists been stranded due to heavy snowfall near Somgo Lake in East Sikkim were rescued, officials said yesterday. Heavy snowfall in the higher reaches of Shirathang and adjoining areas led to road blockages, leaving 541 tourist vehicles stranded between 15th Mile and Somgo Lake. Through coordinated efforts, all vehicles with 2,736 tourists on board were evacuated safely and systematically. The Sikkim Tourism Department has advised tourists and tour operators to strictly follow weather advisories and ensure that vehicles are properly equipped, including with mandatory snow chains while travelling during snowfall. The budget session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will commence from the 2nd of March in 2 phases. According to a provisional program issued by the Assembly Secretariat, the first phase of the session will begin with the address of the Nagaland Governor, Ajay Kumar Bhalla. The state budget for the financial year 2026-2027 will be presented by Chief Minister Nephew Rio, who also holds the finance portfolio. The budget session will continue till the 12th of March. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha has said that Tripura has witnessed a significant decline in the overall crime rate in 2025, with a reduction of 8.20% compared to the previous year. Addressing the Tripura Police Week function at Arundhati Nagar on the outskirts of Agartala yesterday, the Chief Minister said the state government would increasingly use modern technology to strengthen law enforcement and intensify cannabis destruction drives. Mr. Saha expressed confidence that the Tripura Police would continue to uphold excellence with dedication, integrity and professionalism in the days ahead. Paying homage to police personnel who laid down their lives in the line of duty, he highlighted the use of modern technology, enhanced community engagement, and stringent measures against drug abuse. As per the Mizo Marriage and Inheritance of Property Amendment Bill 2026, passed by the State Assembly, women who marry outside the community will lose their recognized Mizo identity. Children born from such marriages will not be entitled to inherit their mother's tribal identity. The amended legislation introduced by Mizoram Chief Minister Pool Aldo Omar also prohibits a man from marrying more than one woman. Divorcees seeking to remarry will be required to produce a certificate as proof of legal separation. Also, leprosy has been removed as a recognized ground for divorce in Mizoram. Women's self-help group membership in Meghalaya has been growing in leaps and bounds from 40,000 members 8 years ago to 5.8 lakh now, with credit flows rising from under 100 crore rupees. This was informed by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma in the State Assembly yesterday. The number of SHGs in the state has grown from around 4,000 to 5,000 in 2018-2019 to about 53,000 at present, covering nearly 90% of households. It has been mobilizing close to 1,100 crore rupees in credit. Mr. Sangma also told the assembly that the government would explore the formation of self-help groups for men. Meghalaya has one of the highest HIV prevalence rates in India, with 10,293 infected persons in the state receiving antiretroviral therapy as of January 2026. State Health and Family Welfare Minister Wailad Miki Shilla informed about this in the assembly yesterday. The government has already approved a 25 crore rupees 5-year mission mode program to contain the alarming rise of HIV/AIDS cases, he said. The health minister said that stigma and fear remain major obstacles, with many people reluctant to come forward for testing and treatment. Despite these constraints, the Health and Family Welfare Department has intensified awareness and outreach programs to improve early detection and treatment uptake. Both the Arunachal Pradesh women's and men's football teams have qualified for the final round of the first Khelo India Tribal Games 2026. The football championship, which began on the 20th of February, saw participation of 17 from the northeast. Arunachal Pradesh hosted the championship in two different venues, one at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium UPR for men and the Rajiv Gandhi Stadium Nahrlagun for the women's championship. Both teams will progress to the final round, which will be played at Jharkhand. A total of 1,05,540 winged visitors belonging to 107 species were recorded in the latest water bird survey conducted at Assam's Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve, officials said yesterday. KNPTR Director Sonali Ghosh said that the 7th Kaziranga water bird count documented 1,05,540 water and wetland-dependent birds representing 107 species. She said that the synchronized survey conducted from the 4th to the 11th of January covered 166 wetlands across 10 ranges under the Eastern Assam Wildlife Division, Biswanath Wildlife Division and the Nagaon Wildlife Division. The survey reaffirmed Kaziranga's crucial role along the Central Asian Flyway, serving as an important habitat for migratory birds from Siberia and Central Asia, in addition to resident species, Ghosh added. The Nyokum Yolo Festival of the Nishi community of Arunachal Pradesh was celebrated yesterday. The word Nyokum has been derived from the combination of two words, Nyok meaning land or earth and Kum meaning collectiveness or togetherness. The main prayer structure is made of bamboo called the Yugung and the festival has a close link with cultivation. During the festival, the Nyokum goddess, the goddess of prosperity, is invoked for her blessings. A solemn wreath-laying ceremony was organized by the Headquarters Inspector General Assam Rifles South at Sehlon in Chandel district of Manipur in honor of late Naik Tek Bahadur Thapa, Kirti Chakra posthumous yesterday. Tributes were paid to the valiant soldier who made the supreme sacrifice during an intense counterinsurgency operation in Aizawl, Mizoram on the 25th of February 1983. The wreath-laying ceremony commenced with the commandant of the unit paying homage, followed by tributes from all ranks. A total of 100 personnel of the battalion participated, laying wreaths and rendering a guard of honour. A review meeting on priority programmes of the Government of India was held at the Conference Hall of Kailashahar Circuit House yesterday under the chairmanship of Union Minister of State for Cooperation and Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol. Addressing the media after the meeting, the Union Minister of State said that under the leadership of the Prime Minister, development is taking place across the country, including the northeastern region. He stated that Unakoti district in Tripura is also witnessing steady progress as part of this overall development. And during the meeting, detailed discussions and exchange of views were held regarding the implementation of various central government schemes, the progress of ongoing developmental works, and the challenges and facilities related to their execution. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.